Today's program has been brought to you by Roberta's Pizza, robertaspizza.com.
I'm Damon Bolte, host of The Speakeasy. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Oh, yes. That music can mean only one thing, that the wafting smell of Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn is leading us into the studio at heritageradio.org, and this is Eating Disorder. I am Crazy Legs Conti.
I am the Reverend Spiro.
And I think today should have a name. I think this is Hungover Monday.
Monday,
like they have, Cyber Monday, and they have Black Friday, and the day after the Super Bowl, regardless of whose team is playing, 122 million people, the most watched televised event in history. And the odd thing is, it's like all football games, and then like the MASH finale always like cranks in the top 10. I am from Boston. Our guest, who we'll get to in a minute, is a Seattle fan, and he's got a Seahawk tattoo on his right hand, so you know he's serious. Whereas I have a YouTube video with little Jimmy that has 12,000 hits called Pat Riot 2015.
Yeah, and I can't stand their quarterback.
Sports? Oh, like, Tom Brady? Why, you're intimidated by him?
No, it's not that.
He's alpha male?
No, he's
the nicest.
He can
sell Ugg books,
he's the
boots,
nicest,
still sexy.
Most humble, most awesome person in the fucking whole world.
Yeah?
And I want him to get hit by a truck and taste his own blood.
Sure he's tasted his own blood. Maybe yeah. Yesterday he took some hard hits. I only follow the punters. So Allen for the Patriots set the Super Bowl record with a 64-yard punt. But I honestly left the game thinking that the Seattle Seahawks punter had the greatest punting game in Super Bowl history. I did finish.
I mean, what about that last fucking
Jesus
call?
Christ.
It's almost too fresh. Let's talk about drinking for a second, because there seems to be all those people who quit drinking in January, which was odd to me because February is a shorter month. And my friend Doria, who owns a bar, she said, "Oh no, you can't quit in January. There's so many important drinking holidays like MLK Day." And I was like, "Really? Like, you may have a problem when MLK Day is a big drinking holiday." But Now I should back up a little bit. We had a Heritage Radio host gathering at Jimmy's 43 in the East Village last week, and I think I have a crush on the host of. Now I'm forgetting her show. In the Mouth? Words of the Mouth? Something inappropriate.
In the Mouth.
Beautiful Asian girl in a pantsuit. It's probably not called In the Mouth. Maybe that's
why.
Oh,
this is going to be awesome. When it looks like Aaron and freaking Jack, they're going to be like, oh my God.
I know. But so that led into, I tasted some Queen's Courage gin. Yeah. When we were leaving the show, the gentleman who reps Queen's Courage gin, which has honey from bees from Queens, I got to taste it at Jimmy's.
Bees in Queens.
And that
Bees in Queens?
Bees in Queens on the roof of the bees.
Oh, wow.
That led to like a week and a half bender, including Saturday I was blackout drunk on gin. I only drink gin when I'm angry. I was at IKEA for 6 hours.
Yeah, but at the same time, you were at IHOP.
I was at IHOP. Okay. I sobered up with some IHOP pancakes. Future guest Justin Rocket Silverman from the Daily News and I went to break the IHOP pancake record
on
14th Street. They do. I think they have cocktails there, actually, because they have a bouncer on busy days.
Yeah, no, it's pretty awful that they have cocktails there, but I mean, go ahead.
All right, so IHOP, I ate some pancakes. You can type in Daily News, my name, Crazy Rex Conti. But I also think you should type into the Huffington Post my love letter to Katy Perry, which I hope she read. But regardless, all of this drinking comes full circle, Rev, as tonight is a drinking show. It's a hungover, post-Super Bowl. Because where do we like to drink? We like to drink at cool bars, at fun bars, at bars where their slogan is, "There are no mojitos, jerk." Or, I think that's the slogan. I'm getting everything wrong tonight. Rev, introduce our guests before I derail.
Our guests tonight are the owners of Booby Trap.
Hello.
We have Kristen and Paul. Kristen.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
Paul. Hello.
All right.
I'm not English.
They're the owners of a bar that right now there are bars falling, coming down. Like there's
yeah, they're coming out of the sky. It's ridiculous.
Well, no, 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 not coming out of the sky, but like not. Open anymore.
Oh, you mean like
I was paying attention to your hand motions.
Yeah,
well, masturbation bars.
I'm putting my hands in my pockets right now. I'm putting my hands in my pockets.
In Seattle, speaking of masturbation bars, have you ever been to the Lusty Lady in Seattle?
Of course, man.
Hindsight is 2020. I was there with Chris Keneally years ago, and it looks like the Madonna video. It's got the it's a peep show place, but classy peep show. The little screen rolls down.
So wait, like Zaftic women.
Well, this is the whole time.
When people are jerking off in booths, there's nothing
classy. Well, that was the issue.
We leave,
and I thought, I was like, that place is really pretty classy. And Kenny was like, did you look on the floor?
Yeah.
And I was like, no. And he's like, and our saying for years was, I'd rather walk barefoot through the Lusty Lady than
I have a friend, Reggie, was actually a jizz mopper there.
Oh, see? You can put that on your resume.
Back to this.
Go ahead, Rev. Get us on track.
Look, Kristen, I've known you when you were the bartender at
Knitting Factory.
The Knitting Factory music venue.
And you had been there for a long time.
Very long time.
Very
Way too long.
Time. Okay. Yeah. And you decided to open a place in North Brooklyn. Where?
Yeah. Well,
where?
It started because I kept doing all these like fun things at the front bar of Knitting Factory, and the douchebag manager I had to work under, unfortunately, would yell at me all the time. And I'm like, fuck this shit. If this guy can run a bar, then why can't I do it myself, take my good ideas, and do it? So
one thing led to another, basically.
Yeah.
If you go into the fucking place, it looks like our heads.
All right, well, let me ask you this question. Yeah. When it came down to, like, you picked the place. You came to North Brooklyn. You picked it further into North Brooklyn.
Yeah. Well, it was all about like the for me, it wasn't like I wasn't super hard thinking about the exact location. It was the fact that the spot that I found was like corner, the rent was right, whatever. Like everything about it was great. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just everything kind of dominoes and falls into place. You go through like your highs, your lows, your nervous breakdowns. I had like 5.
Did you have alternate names? How did the name The Booby Trap?
The name Booby Trap actually came from the movie The Goonies.
I was about to say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And wait, can I just tell you guys? Yes. Like, I get so much shit. Like, I get so much emails about like women's rights and all these things, and they're like, how do you feel about, do you think that like the champagne glass
was Asian, should be getting like pro Asian
hey, we're gonna spin it that way.
People were like, tall. You know, they're like, oh, how do you feel about like champagne glasses being molded after Marie Antoinette's tit and all
and
this
really,
shit.
And how do I feel? Like, honestly, she had terrible tits, right?
You from what I remember, like, honestly,
unbelievable.
It's been a hot minute.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So then like after that, I was kind of like, it's not that serious, girl. Like, honestly, I don't want to burst your bubble. It's Goonies. I was obsessed with Mikey when I was a kid. Yeah. I made my mother get me braces because I wanted to look like him. And that's a true story.
You were the hottest girl who looks like Sean Astin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although my older brother's like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. And he's right.
He was right.
Josh Brolin in that scenario.
The boobs came from, it started off with the tile. Like, if you ever been to the Booby Trap in the bathroom, everything on the ceiling, it's like all boobs, right?
Yes.
It's like a prosthetic boobs. But those are actual bath mats that my grandmother bought her boyfriend as a joke. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing it when I was like 8. And I'm like, that is so funny. Like, Grandma Marion's hilarious. And my mom was like, no, Grandma's not funny. Like, she's awesome. So then that's how like perpetuated. And then
you basically bought the last stock that she had, too, correct?
Yeah,
I think you
cleared
her out. Like,
I cleared her
out. The lady was like, you seriously
want this?
Fucking collecting dust in like some back room?
I was just thinking about that because I'm like, because Paul and I want to open up like booby traps in different parts of the country.
Yeah,
we got some friends.
Buffalo,
yeah.
Booby like, Trap, Bayonne.
First of all, never.
Bayonne.
Shout out to the pink in Buffalo, and then the rest of the city can burn.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel's basement booby trap.
Gronkowski has like a sex slave somewhere out there.
He's got like 8 now.
Like the Rick James of football now.
Oh, shit.
But we're thinking, we got friends. One of our friends is moving to Austin, so we're scoping out
spots
in Austin.
But my biggest concern is I'm like, shit, what are we going to do about the like the mat.
You're gonna have to get them custom made.
We have to get them custom
but now
made.
Part of the decor is a look inside your warped psyche, let's say, right?
Yeah.
So part of it is your it's basically
it's her brain.
Yeah, you get to enter your brain.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And people describe it as like the girls' slumber party, whatever the fuck.
All right.
It's literally, it looks like exactly what my apartment used to look like. Now it's totally bare. Anyone's been to my apartment, they're like, well, where is everything?
I'm
like,
there it is.
It's at the bar.
I'm like, it's in the fucking bar.
Yeah.
All right. But let me throw this out at you. We had a conversation on Facebook where somebody just,
what happened right there?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Cool story.
No.
Yeah, what's going on? I cracked my beer. Hang on.
We fuck Yelp on a regular basis. All right. So you had a Yelp issue at one point.
Issue or issues?
Issue with Yelp or with a Yelp poster?
Yelp poster.
No, we had a big one where there was a woman who like attacked me. Just it was very
like
personal.
Her, not the place.
Okay.
Her.
It was on
nothing, to do with, nothing to do with booze.
You guys, just for all y'all that don't know, I wear a cheerleading uniform when I bartend, yada yada yada. And so the woman like totally addressed the cheerleader behind the bar.
Huh.
Eating disorder. This, which is funny that you're bringing it up because when your show is called Eating Disorder,
it is.
So I was like, is this like another sabotage movie?
No,
I actually had that thought go through my head, but that's probably because I'm just like mega.
Yes.
Wow.
No, I was fucking freaking out.
Like
everyone always seems like, oh, that girl is like anorexic.
It is not. Like, this is your bartending life. We are not going to accept a call from that lady. We don't like her because really. And obviously, we've been talking about people making masturbation in air quotes, but to see you in person, you're like Joan Jett Runaways era, very attractive, lots of tattoos. I do notice you have like a small heart tattoo as if it was a teardrop. That means you killed your Valentine in prison?
It's for all the broken hearts.
So you had a lady who did not like your cheerleading outfit.
Sorry, I had to do the fart.
Yeah,
She was probably, what's the pep
actually,
squad? Who holds the flags?
It was actually super malicious. Like,
jeez.
Just public.
No, she went in. She went
and
in.
Yelp
she
wouldn't take it down.
For no reason. Well, Yelp's a bunch of awful fucking douchebags in the first place.
It's so awful. Like, why does it exist? It's the worst thing
you know,
ever.
I am amazed that people go out to eat, and then they take the time.
Right?
Their creative endeavor is to write something that I'm like, you know what? It's not even a good story about how someone ordered a pork chop, and you ordered a pork chop before them, and their pork chop came out before yours. I'm like, I don't care.
Do you know that, like, actually, though?
Can I just say one thing? Yeah. One thing. It's just simple. I'm going to break it down to you very, 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 like, briefly. Yelp is for people who are too pussy to come up and say that they have a problem in person.
Oh, there it is.
And then they passive aggressively write this negative review.
They don't even put
weird first date table over here that look like they have missionary sex and have never even fucking.
We have the first date table is an elfin Frida Kahlo and a Gordon Gecko wannabe from '92.
That's right. We were talking about
who's very excited about the Jordan Belfort.
But there was
Jordan Belfort parodied way harder than that guy.
Yeah,
as I knocked the mic over.
There was actually a Yelp review or this chick like went in hard and I wrote her like a private message and I was like, listen, I like legitimately was honest with her and I was like, you're like hurtful, like hating, angry reviews, they're awful because you know what, at the end of the day, like behind the story, it's like a couple people that worked very hard.
You're a person
and
too
and put forth all their money, their effort, everything, and like everything that you're doing right now is awful.
Right.
Well, okay, but let me throw this out there too. Because I lived in Williamsburg for a long time, and
now it's Soho. Let's
and
be
in
real.
And his private life,
no, but
the Rev likes to occasionally sport a cheerleading outfit.
How is that giant Starbucks?
No,
by the way.
I knew you, and I knew
it's right next to a medical clinic, so you can
exactly. But I knew Montana, and I knew all the bartenders who worked in that neighborhood, and who actually created that neighborhood and helped make that neighborhood from the standpoint of labor. You were labor for a long time, right? And what happens is the fucking transplants, right, don't understand that you've actually put your dues in.
Yeah.
That you actually came out and said, okay, I'm going to make this something new that I created that I have been working at for the last 10 fucking years.
Well, do you know what's so funny is that, like, how shocked
Thank
people
you.
Are when like, for instance, like, when I'm behind the bar and I'm like, oh, I own the place, they're super shocked. And they're like, we're dealing with the last bartender. I'm like, oh, Paul, that's my partner. We both own the place.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
they're like so surprised that the two owners are actually working. Because they right. in their brains, they're thinking we're sitting on our like crystal thrones. Be like,
ha, I like, yeah. Like, I don't yeah, want to be that guy who like brings up memes like this situation. Okay. Like, yeah, because everybody, yeah, all right, you know. But I saw this one that I was like, all right, this is actually pretty fucking spot on. It's basically, it's a dude wearing like a bow tie, like serving proper cocktails is like what my mom thinks I'd do. And there's like a guy sitting on like cash piles, like money bags everywhere. He's like, what my employees think I do. Yeah. And then there's like the dude just sitting there with like 50 naked girls on top of him, like sucking his toes. He's like, what my friends think I do. And it's him just with a fucking plunger on a shitter.
Yeah.
So I was like, all
what
listeners.
I really do.
I'm high-fiving right now. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
It's the truth, man. We're grunt workers for our own business.
Then let's get you some gluten-free, non-dairy alcohol, because you can't eat anything at Roberta's.
Well,
because we're going to go to break. But when we come back, more service industry nightmare stories, updates from the first date table as eating disorder
look at him.
Continues.
Just look at him. Like
and
lambs.
Screw that Yelp lady.
Listening to Lazy, the Rec Tech remix.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hi, how are you? My name is Andrew WK. They say when things are very delicious, it must be Heritage Radio.
Wow, Andrew WK with a little Heritage Radio plug. That guy is good, man. He gets
great
excited.
Great plug, right?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes.
This eating disorder is the Rev.
Crazy Lex Conte.
Crazy Lex Conte, but I want to talk about...
What? Dramatic pause.
Yeah, I'm waiting. No.
While you think about
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to turn blue holding
no,
my breath.
It's what's her name? Gwyneth.
Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow.
We have to talk about Gwyneth.
We'll reintroduce our guests so they know who...
Well, I actually had to Google...
You had to Google.
...the situation.
Yeah, and our guests are the owners of the Booby Trap.
The Booby Trap.
In North Brooklyn.
Booby Trap.
Here yep. in our area.
Yes.
All right? It's Kristen and Paul.
Kristen and Paul.
Right. Now, what do you think about Gwyneth steaming her clams?
Like
wait,
her
are
clams?
Her clams like her vagina?
Yeah, what I missed this story. Post,
I'm sorry.
I need.
She steams her clams.
Don't know. Why don't we break
she
down?
She steams her clams, dude. It's mm-hmm. it's okay. Come on.
She literally like puts.
Are we talking about like cherry stones, or are we talking about her vagina?
Yeah,
her vagina.
She steam. So why did you say wait. Clams plural? Is this news that she has?
Why didn't you just say vagina? Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah.
Man, let's talk about her vagina.
So she's a pescatarian because if it would have been roast beef if she was a meat eater?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I am completely lost.
High five to Gwyneth.
I am completely lost.
High five to Gwyneth for
depends
getting the
clam. Depends on who's hitting it.
Are we talking about
beef,
the pubic hair above? What are you? I don't understand
no,
the story.
Dude, she has a thing about, what do you call it?
A goop?
Yes, on goop.
Yes, if you steam your clam, you're going to get goop. That's probably what's going to happen.
But the whole thing is about rejuvenating the vagina.
Oh.
With steam.
So you use steam to like make it smaller.
Yeah. What was that movie with Ashton Kutcher?
I mean, honestly,
no,
I don't see where
happening.
Fucking...
No.
Yeah, there's too much room for error.
No.
I don't know.
I feel like it's a possibility. No. Some steam burns are not.
Vaginal regeneration is just when the girl lies to you. Oh, no, I didn't have sex with that guy. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Born again virgin?
Yeah, cool story.
No. All right, back to, okay, a couple other things. Let's talk about...
Yes, now that we're caught up on her bathing
vagina.
Suit area...
Let's talk about what was going on for the Super Bowl.
Katy Perry.
Stop.
Like shout out that left shark.
The left shark.
People are claiming they were the left shark, like famous dancers.
To be fair, if you were enjoying this shark, you definitely were on drugs.
Sadly, I can't lie.
The booby trap did show the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I can tell you firsthand,
yeah,
anybody that enjoyed that performance was on drugs.
Old Homestead,
the steakhouse, they had a $4,900 freaking special.
What?
Right? Okay. And it was a dozen of their fucking wings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Some with caviar.
Mm-hmm.
I love caviar.
Okay.
Some with foie gras.
I do. Yeah.
And some of the Kobe Brief. That were in even actually.
And how much was it?
$4,900 fucking bucks.
Did anybody
not
buy
only
it?
That, they would send it to you if you couldn't go there.
Oh.
There's a post article about these most expensive dishes, the $1,000 pizza. I think 30 Rock did it best where there was a dessert restaurant called Plunder that Alec Baldwin's character could eat the $1,000 ice cream with Salma Hayek, but he preferred the McFlurry, and that's how they
the
got
McFlurry.
Back
there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Who can I high five?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yes.
Now, so normally the booby trap would not show sporting events.
No, we have a projector screen. Oh, okay. Just anything that we're going to show because it's a special occasion or some shit like that.
All right.
We don't have TVs. Yeah. We'd rather have people interact.
Yes.
Yeah, but what's a special
board games?
What's a special occasion in your world?
Super Bowl, I would say. I'm not that political, but I'd say like an election night. I would say fucking World Series or something like that. You know,
Oscars.
Like Oscars, something like that. Like just something that
did
people.
Did you show? This will be the dividing line. Did you show the Allison Williams Peter Pan with the sound on or off?
Can I say?
Yes.
Is that a real thing?
Fuck no. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
Is Peter Pan the 22-year-old that I had sex with?
Whoa! Was he dressed in tights? Yeah.
My lost boy.
Wow. So you coped with Seattle losing by doing a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
And you coped with not caring about football by having sex with an underage kid.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which is the healthier.
So
but,
the,
you know.
The drug addict and the pedophile.
Yeah.
And,
Drop the P word or the D word.
Have you slept with customers that you've met at the booby trap?
Actually, that doesn't really happen that much.
It doesn't?
No.
Yeah. Actually,
no.
I kind of like that
all
you
right.
keep your sex life and
I
your business
it,
life
separate.
Separate. Yeah.
Got it.
But on the off nights, bro, it's fucking it's smooth sailing.
Yeah, really.
Just meet her at the bar.
When I'm working, I'm fucking working.
You are wearing a cheerleading outfit, so there's probably...
Yeah.
There's some
absolutely.
Openings there for, you
do you know.
Know.
Do you know that why we get away with a lot of shit? The precinct loves us. You know why?
Really?
Why?
Because we're not
they've
assholes.
Said to our, well, that. And they said to our security, they're like, we love to see Chris and her, like, fucking cheerleading outfit.
Yeah.
I do my American Girl wave. I'm like,
No. Let's talk about that for a second. Because, you know, honestly, one of the things we like to talk about is the fact that it's a bitch to open a place in this fucking neighborhood.
No, it is,
ooh,
man. It
but
is.
You know what, though? It's not the cops. Actually, it's the community board.
The community board is basically trying to put what I believe is called a moratorium on liquor license, essentially.
And they're sort of dictating policy, too, right?
Like, in all realness, like to speak like respectfully and seriously,
You don't have to do that. You can be a bitch.
Well, I'm a bitch.
We also talk to these people every day, so that's
like one of those things. But the thing is that, like, they, like, our liquor license lawyer, whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call
him. He has literally said on numerous occasions, number one, I've never seen this interaction ever mm-hmm. going down with, like, the community board.
Throughout New York, too.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, he refuses now to help people get their liquor license in this part of Brooklyn.
In Bushwick, wow. too. Wow. this community board alone.
Four
is rough. He refuses.
And he's been around
for
so long.
So community board
four
is what we're talking about.
And he has been around for that long. Like, everybody knows Mike Kelly.
Before I go ahead and, like, start slamming four, though, it's like, you also got to realize where they're coming from. It's a bunch of people that are born and raised in this neighborhood.
And you get it.
And, like, I think what they said, something along the lines of, we were talking to one of the ladies who's a very, very nice lady, Nadine. She was telling us basically, essentially, like, she had something on deck, like 70 applications within a month.
Right.
Like, that's mm-hmm. the kind of thing where you're like, that's more than apartment buildings.
And we right.
You
know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, you start to understand that. And it goes back to, like, what we were talking about earlier before the show, which is, like, every Tom, Dick, and Joe walks into the bar, it's like, oh, so I'm thinking about starting a bar. I got $15 and a top hat, and I'm ready to go. Like,
I have $10,000 in a great business
and my daddy's got a fucking name.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, your dad.
And Rev, way to go.
Up in Connecticut isn't helping us
out. Because they don't know anything about the DOB, the fucking, like,
there's all kinds of shit that goes into
the services.
Like, so, and not to deter anybody from wanting to start their own shit, but I mean, at the same time, it's like, don't come and just tell us your story about nonsense.
Just do your shit.
Yeah, I leave it to the professionals. That's why I just prefer to go drink.
Right?
I don't want to be charged.
We'll get you drunk.
Number.
I mean,
we'll get you fucked
up. My responsibilities end and I walk through the door. But yeah. So obviously, difficult to open a bar, difficult to maintain a bar, but interestingly enough, in the age of bespoke artisanal cocktails that take 8 minutes to make and involve bitters that have been, you know,
you want to take this one? Should I take this shit? Yeah. How are we gonna do this?
Went the other direction though.
Do you want to take this? You thought
just serve people easy drinks. It's. I go back to that scene in It's a Wonderful Life where he's like, I'll have a mulled wine. This is a hot bar for hot people who want to get drunk.
Yeah.
We don't need any fruits around here to give the place character.
All right, so can I just bring
Yes,
that?
Please, bring right, it, bring
it's,
it.
It's this simple, man. I spend 2 to 3 fucking minutes, which, by the way, is a long time to make a cocktail, making you a cocktail.
But you're making one for yourself at the same time. You're making one for me.
Don't I always?
Yes.
You're going to tip me $1 regardless.
Right.
And then you're probably going to bitch about it.
Yeah.
So what I'd rather do is give you a beer and a shot for half that price and tell you to go fuck yourself if you have any problem with that.
Boom.
Because obviously you're in the wrong place. We have a big neon sign that says
fuck off.
Yes.
It's there for a reason, man. And that right there, that's for all you little cocktail experts out there.
Yes.
You suck a dick and never come to our bar.
And not enough people take advantage of that business plan, which is an interesting one. I witnessed it in Flint's in Oakland. It's a barbecue place.
Oh, I know that spot.
They would be happy if they had no customers. If you don't know how to order, if you're like, I don't know, do I want to
then you should shut the fuck up.
It's a giant 300-pound woman with a cleaver, and she's just like, get out.
By the way, that is a great spot. I actually went there like 6 months ago when I was in
And when you know how to order, much like going into the booby trap, you find it to be heaven on earth. Yeah. And if you don't, you're just like...
Well, then you're mad, and you yelp about it.
Do you have any special martinis? Yes.
Well, okay, beside a martini, like, okay, let me put it this way, because this is what I'd like to do. You come into your place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What don't you do?
Be a dick.
Yeah.
No, don't be a dick. No, but how? Be specific.
Okay,
well, I guess if you are being a dick, we'll let you know that you are.
Yeah.
So that awesome. That way, no, for instance, like when I have Europeans in the bar,
right.
And they don't tip. I'm not going to be like
the fanny packs are getting smaller and smaller. It's so hard to put the big bills in there.
I can't carry it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be like, all right, so fuck you. I'm going to be like, this is why I'm saying fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I'm being nice about it. If you try to go anywhere else in New York and behave the way you're behaving,
they're going
to
rip you.
Right.
They're going to fucking kill you.
Okay. I was in Miami last week, anywhere I went. I paid I paid 50%
yes
on my bill.
Yes.
Without asking. And I'm a New Yorker. I paid 50% on my bill no matter what without asking.
Okay.
All right. So I don't see why in New York where we are the center of the fucking universe.
Well, which is
fuck yourself.
Do you know I have a tattoo that says tip your bartender? I got that because
is it on your armpit? Is that why you're lifting up your arm?
Yeah, that is.
Okay. Yep. And why did you get it?
I got it because my manager, my douchebag manager at Knitting Factory, yelled at me because he said, "You can't tell people to tip you." And I'm like, "They're European."
No, that's kind of bullshit.
And I was like, I literally said the Europeans. You have that Lonely Planet, quote unquote, like fucking book that tells you what to do, where to go, whatever. I know for a fact there is a fucking chapter in there that tells you that in America we tip. Not for nothing, too.
People tip everywhere
else. The government recognizes that we work off tips, which is why we're paid $5 an hour.
And we get taxed. And we get taxed.
And we get taxed,
by the way.
That's right. That's right.
So you know what? If you're going to yell at me for like, owning that, and then fuck you too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that's why I was like, I'm gonna get a tattoo about it. And he was like, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. So I got it.
Exactly.
I got the tattoo. And then you know what? I got a fucking like modeling, like a poster fucking situation with Jameson. Like, on the
other side of her arm has a picture of Steve Martin, his character in My Blue Heaven. He says, I tip everybody.
Oh, nice.
That's but, right. Yeah.
Well, let's just wrap this up because the booby trap, you're going to have to give us the locale, any social media, but. There are three things in the world that always make me happy. A quarter bistro burger, hearing Joan Jett sing the Mary Tyler Moore song live, Love Is All Around, and the movie The Goonies. And so I think the booby trap is a place that just says happiness. And I think what you keyed on, it's not what people do wrong. It's not what you're expecting. Interactivity. That you want it to be an experience because this is New York. It's all performance art.
Yeah.
So you want someone to come in and interact. So get off your devices, saddle up to the bar, talk to your bartender.
Play a game.
And
shotgun a beer.
You know.
Yeah.
Do a bird bong.
That's what makes it the booby trap. So where is it? Where can people stumble into it?
Hit it.
308 Bleecker Street, Brooklyn, New York.
Off what train stop?
It's off the Knickerbocker M or the DeKalb L. Or it's actually smack dab in between the DeKalb L and the Myrtle Wyckoff stop.
And also, y'all, cross the street, pizza party.
Yeah. By the way, breaking news. This is the first time we haven't even put this on our
eating
Facebook.
Eating disorder exclusive.
Oh, hit it. Tell us.
Actually, we forgot to tell y'all.
What's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen, the fine minds of Booby Trap are opening our second location across the street, a coal oven pizzeria.
Wow. Pizza party.
Wow. And this hasn't been announced, but I'm picturing the Dominic Ancel of the pizza world where they finally come up with an alcoholic pizza. it is a whiskey lined crust with a little, and in fact, there's even a dessert pizza that has all the Bailey's and everything you want and caffeine pizza.
We do actually have a friend of ours is coming up with a line of alcoholic popsicles.
Yep. Boom. And, alcoholic popsicles.
And those are going to be at Booby Trap. And
Liam Neeson
party.
Ordering scones.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
Yeah, Taken Part 27.
It's amazing.
Set of skills.
Who's got a specific set of skills?
Liam Neeson.
I thought that was the best Super Bowl ever. Yes. It all comes back to the opening of the show when Kristen referred to the microphone as a giant penis.
Sorry.
And we wrap it up with Liam Neeson and alkoholic pizza.
You kept on saying put it next to your mouth.
I know.
I'm distracted.
Oh, man.
I'm a busy business lady.
Yeah.
I get a lot of sex. So.
By the way, too, we saw your warthog. We have a bear. We think we want to have a taxidermy off.
All right.
So, we have a bear and a moose.
I think we have a taxidermy guy in the next couple of weeks.
All right.
There you go.
It's all coming together.
Taxidermy off.
Or we can kill this J-date in front of us. She's over. Text her to them.
One girl does J-date, you know, one girl funny, does
there's
Christian
like a reflection.
Mingle.
There's a reflection coming off of like the mic stand right here, and it looks like he's wearing a tracksuit. I was like, all right,
now
Saturday
that
Night Fever is
knows
here.
We're making fun of them.
Thank you.
Because honestly, if they walked into Booby Trap, they'd be made fun of there as well.
It's going to happen regardless.
Hell yeah, they would.
So check out the bar. Check them out on all the social media. It's Eating Disorder, and it's really been a wonderful, wonderful time. This is basically alcoholic radio. Yep. If you're listening at all, it's seeping not into your ears, but into your liver. Yeah. And we owe it all to the wonderful owners and bartenders at the Booby Trap. Rev, anything else?
No, I'm good.
We didn't even get to Where's Paldo. I was so hungover. Go Pats. And,
go Seahawks!
Anyway, thank you all for listening in to Wiz, our engineer, who puts up with crap than could be
Liz,
possible.
Wiz, we love you!
Judy's getting some leftover pizza tonight.
Yes, she is.
For Eating Disorder, I'm Crazy Legs Scotty. That was the Reverend. HeritageRadio.org. We'll see you again next Monday.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.